The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this from Woman's Day. Cute and simple Easter hacks. Table toppers. Egg vase. This is a vase filled with fresh flowers that looks like it's an egg, a big white egg that has been, you know, the top broken off and the flowers inserted. Cover two-thirds of a blown-up balloon with white paper mache craft paper. Let dry fully, then pop the balloon. Break off some so you have an opening. Set a heavy vase inside. Fill it with water and fresh flowers. Looks great. A carrot napkin ring or rings. Paint wooden craft beads, orange or white. Once dry, string them together with twine, little ones ranging in size up to the bigger ones, all in a string. Knot at the ends. Attach a napkin ring to the center and faux grass at the top. To make a carrot door hanger, tie several of those carrots, minus the napkin rings, together with a bow and hang from your door. From Woman's Day, put all your eggs in one basket. Pack a basket with filler, and they're showing actually a bucket with filler like newspaper, then add a layer of moss, top with an assortment of dyed Easter eggs or speckled candy eggs and such, flowers and figurines. Just make a nice little arrangement in the top of that bucket. Use as a centerpiece or attach it to a chair back with ribbon. Very cute. Also for Easter, from Woman's Day, your Easter watch list. If you've got the family together, you're going to watch some movies. It says movies for every bunny. It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown. That's a goodie. Ben-Hur, Peter Rabbit, Easter Parade, Hop, Jesus Christ Superstar, The Prince of Egypt, Miss Potter, and Steel Magnolias. That's quite the assortment there. It says, did you know some sources claim hot cross buns come from the ancient monks, but the first written reference is from a 1733 rhyme. Huh. All right. From Good Housekeeping, more room for you. Who doesn't love a totally organized, tidy home where you can take a deep breath, stretch out your arms, and completely relax? For me, it's usually the day after I've had people over. My family spends the hectic hour or so before guests arrive, clearing surfaces, finally putting away that puzzle we've been working on, straightening pillows, reducing piles of books and magazines, and tucking away school bags, stray shoes, and dog leashes. When everyone leaves, the tidiness lasts, at least for a little while. One of the things I've learned over the years is that more storage options and better planning significantly up your chances of staying on top of clutter and making it easier to maintain a calm, ordered world. Having some solid, deep, tidy tactics up your sleeve helps too. The Good Housekeeping team has dug deep to bring you the most stylish, practical, and proven organizing hacks and innovations from our labs and top experts. Here's to a spring filled with less rushing around and more enjoyment of our spaces, even when we're on our own. And that was by Jane Francisco, the editor of Good Housekeeping. So, our getting organized, our editors reveal the tips and tricks they've used to help keep clutter contained. The Nicole Papantonio, Director of Kitchen Appliances Lab, says, I organize my spices alphabetically in a drawer and label the tops, so I always know where to find them when I'm cooking. Maria La Scala, Senior Parenting and Relationships Editor, says, for toys, I've learned that stackable clear shoebox-sized bins work better than big toy chests or fabric cube organizers. They keep sets of toys together, and my 7-year-old can easily see what's inside each one. When she figures out what she wants to play, she dumps out one small box instead of upending her whole toy collection to find the right pieces. Liz Engelhart, visual styling director, says, I hang a shoe organizer on the back of the door in almost every closet. They are perfect for holding spray paint cans, glue guns, and brushes in my office, cleaning spray bottles, a duster, and wipes in the hall, and even extra diapers, wipes, and creams in my son's closet. I like using vertical storage wherever I can to save precious floor space. April Franzino, beauty director, says I repurpose vases and candle jars as holders to corral all types of small items around the house, like coffee pods, tea bags, cotton swabs, and even bar accessories. It makes what could look like clutter much more organized. Claire Ellis, research editor, says I like pocket folders for organizing to-do lists, project lists, and current paperwork. They're easy to transport and satisfying to use, and I can easily pop in any notes I make on the fly about things I need to do or remember. Monique Valeris, senior home editor, says, I use the fabric pouches I receive with bedding to store shoes or dirty clothing when traveling. Adriana Friedman, editorial assistant, entertainment and news, says, I used to have things strewn all over my purse and couldn't find anything I needed. Now I keep smaller makeup bags in my purse, one for electronics, one for toiletries, one for snacks, etc. It's made a world of difference in terms of organization, and it leaves the bottom of my bag mess-free. Lisa Bain, executive director of Health Newsroom, says I use the hula hoop trick to clear a cluttered area. I imagine putting down a hula hoop over part of it and focus on and tidy only what's within that space. Then I move the imaginary hoop to a different space and focus on that. This keeps me from getting distracted and overwhelmed by all the clutter. Kayla Keegan, senior editor, editorial business development, says, my mother has taught me that Siri or Alexa can be a lifesaver when it comes to staying on top of everything. Say to your device or watch, hey Siri, remind me to stop by the grocery store at 5 p.m. or Alexa, remind me to pay my energy bill on Tuesday at 9 a.m. When the time arrives, you'll receive an alert on your phone with the details so you'll never forget. It's a game changer. Mariah Thomas, assistant editor, said mason jars are affordable and versatile ways to organize your space. Use and label them for food storage, including spices, vegetables, and fruits. Mount them on the wall, place them on shelves, or keep them in drawers to store frequently used items from toiletries and small craft supplies to kitchen utensils and makeup brushes. Sue Kalatzis, executive assistant, says, to keep track of my wallet and keys, I use Apple AirTags. The trackers have proven to be magical, telling me exactly where to find them. Lauren Matthews, Idol Group Digital Content Director, says, for our basement storage, we gave away all our old mismatched bins and bought a whole new matching set of storage bins, all in the same size. Then we sorted everything by category and used a label maker to mark each bin. So now it's simple to find anything we need, from Christmas decor to last-minute gifts. Alyssa Young, senior editor, Health Newsroom, says, my tip, don't be too hard on yourself. There's a lot of pressure to be organized, but some of us, like me, aren't naturally built that way. I commit one weekend day each week to clearing up clutter I let accumulate during the week. This keeps things from entering the disaster zone territory while giving me grace and an accountability routine. Kim Cheney, executive managing editor, said, one way I get organized for weeknight dinners is to always have microwavable frozen rice in my freezer. In just 2 minutes, I have a base for a quick stir fry or a filling side dish that goes with anything and gets us to swim practice on time. And last, Mariana Tuma, design director, said, when I store my flat iron, curling iron, hair dryer, whatever, I coil the cord and secure it with a hair clip. That way the cord is neat and the hair clip I need when styling or drying my hair is already handy. From Magnolia, Climbing Roses. We can think of only one thing that might amplify the beauty of roses: looking up to find them in surprising places, blanketing a pergola, stretching over an arbor, or extending along the solitary rail of a fence. Climbing roses captivate. These floral favorites are at home in a cottage-style space, among a mix of traditional flowers, as well as amid the fragrant herbs or lush ornamental grasses you might find in a more contemporary landscape. If you have an existing garden, a trail of climbing roses is a great way to add visual interest. But we also love to see these beauties shine all on their own. Spring is an ideal time to plant climbing roses. Their basic needs are not demanding: a sunny spot and a sturdy support. A big garden is not necessary, as the supple canes of climbing roses can easily be trained to wrap neatly around a pillar or post. Search for areas that offer plenty of air and light, and be ready to tie the long canes securely to a support. Garden twine will do the job well. Climbing roses can take a couple of years to reach a mature height and to bloom their best, but you can expect flowers their first summer in the garden. And in mild spring and early summer temperatures, the blooms can last a month, making the season at hand that much sweeter. Getting started? Light. All roses need at least 6 hours of full sun every day. Soil. Plant in well-drained soil enriched with compost available at garden shops. Water. Regular moisture encourages vigorous growth and abundant blooms. If it doesn't rain, give climbing roses a big watering can of water once or twice a week through spring and summer. Fertilizer. Sprinkle fertilizer around the base of climbing roses in spring, just as new growth emerges, and again after the first flush of bloom. Use rose fertilizer, according to directions on the label. Mulch. A 2-inch layer of mulch will help hold moisture in the soil and discourage weeds. Pruning. Use sharp pruning shears to clip spent flowers through the growing season, and to remove dead or damaged canes in early spring, just before growth begins. It's hard to go wrong. Pruning actually stimulates growth. And pests and diseases. Healthy plants resist bugs and blights. If problems crop up, check with local rosarians before you decide whether it's appropriate to treat plants with a fungicide or insecticide. And last, ask at the garden center for their recommendations for climbing rose varieties. From Good Housekeeping, an endometriosis cure. Delayed diagnoses and ineffective treatments mean many women live in needless pain. But thanks to a little-known but promising procedure, there's hope. Tremendously painful periods. Pain during sex or while going to the bathroom. There are, of course, different possible causes for these symptoms, but when endometriosis is to blame, women endure all this for an average of 7 to 10 years before being correctly diagnosed. I did. That's because endometriosis, 1 in 10 of us, is thought to have it, gets little attention, and a lot of what doctors believe about it is incorrect, says Nancy Peterson, a retired registered nurse who runs the widely popular endo social media education group, Nancy's Nook. Peterson herself suffered from endometriosis for years. With endometriosis, there's a body of knowledge that has been accepted as science but is actually myth, she says. Now, thanks to patient advocates and specialists, accurate info is finally getting out. Painful misunderstanding. Endometriosis occurs when cysts and lesions from uterine-like tissue grow on and around organs anywhere in the torso. But many doctors don't diagnose endo unless they feel lesions during a physical exam or see them on an MRI, even though only a tissue biopsy can conclusively rule out the disease, says Peterson. And oft-prescribed treatments are largely ineffective. For example, there's no good evidence that birth control pills decrease endometriosis suffering, a Cochrane Library review concluded. And the common practice of using lasers to burn off tissues is a temporary fix at best. Ablation is like cutting the weeds of your lawn without removing their roots. They just grow back, says Ann Peters, MD, a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon, or MIGS, specializing in endometriosis at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. That's because deep infiltrating tissue is left behind, she says. Hysterectomy likewise does not cure endometriosis, she says. What can work? A procedure called excision surgery, performed by a specially trained MIGS surgeon, can be effective for many. This complex laparoscopic surgery removes all visible disease, no matter how small it is or how deeply it has infiltrated, along with nearby stem cells that could fuel future growth. French researchers who followed more than 1,000 women found that excision surgery was successful in 9 out of 10 cases, though large randomized studies still need to be conducted. It's crucial to find a MIGS-trained surgeon rather than relying on your regular OBGYN to do the operation. This requires specialized skill, Dr. Peters says. And how to learn more? Watch the documentary called Below the Belt, premiering on PBS this month. Ask your gynecologist for a referral to a MIGS-trained surgeon experienced in excision surgery, or find vetted doctors at iCareBetter.com. That's iCareBetter.com. For leads, check out NancyNookEndo.com. That's N-A-N-C-Y. Now, there's an S in there. NancyNookEndo.com. From Magnolia, preparing for your road trip. Here are a few ideas to consider before heading out on an expedition. Go shopping at the dollar store for toys to load up in a treasure chest that kids can unload along the way. 2, set aside a gas station allowance where everyone gets a few dollars and has to go in and find something they wouldn't usually purchase. Or theme the stop, suggesting everyone come back with the spiciest chips or funkiest souvenir keychain they can find. 3, in advance, find 2 or 3 off-the-beaten-path stops to make. Think quirky museums in small towns or restaurants with new-to-you regional foods. And 4, choose one subject to deep dive on with audiobooks or podcasts, so by the time you reach your destination, everyone is an expert. The Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, Dawn Potent Grease Fighter. This liquid dish soap in an easy-squeeze bottle wowed our cleaning and kitchen pros with its food-removing prowess. It's the Dawn Platinum Easy Squeeze Dishwashing Liquid, $4 for 18 ounces. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Its potent grease-cutting formula with an updated bottle design makes hand-washing dishes, glasses, and cookware easier than ever. Proven results. Dawn Platinum cuts grease quickly and produces long-lasting suds, which make washing dishes by hand simple and effective. It's a consistent top performer in Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab tests. Mess and waste-free innovations. The upside-down bottle design means gravity helps you get every drop, and the innovative valve allows it to dispense cleanly. Our pros found no drips on counters. A foolproof design. In our lab and consumer tests, the bottle was very easy to squeeze, even when using one hand, making it a great choice for those with small hands or limited hand strength. And it does more than dishes. Use a dab of Dawn Platinum to pre-treat grease stains on clothing. A sudsy mix will get food stains out of carpet and clean grimy kitchen cabinets and even patio furniture. From Woman's Day, Whipped Dream. How do you make Chocolate Mousse Day, which is April 3rd, healthy and delicious? Add nutrient-rich avocado. In a MIDI food processor, this is a simple little recipe, in a mini food processor, puree 1 large ripe avocado, 1/4 cup Dutch processed cocoa powder, 3 tablespoons unsweetened almond milk, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and a pinch of salt. Then chill or top with shaved chocolate and enjoy on the spot. It's called Whipped Dream. From Woman's Day also, cereal Easter egg treats. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and it makes 10 to 12 eggs. I use eggs in quotes. We need 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 10-ounce bag mini marshmallows, 6 cups of Fruity Pebbles cereal, and 10 to 12 large plastic eggs. Melt butter in large saucepan on low. Add marshmallows and cook, stirring until melted, then remove from heat. Add cereal and fold until fully coated. Spray inside of each plastic egg with nonstick cooking spray. Fill both sides of each egg with cereal mixture and close. Refrigerate the filled plastic eggs until the cereal has set, about 30 minutes. To unmold, slightly squeeze egg to release, then store in airtight container at room temp until ready to serve. You know, since eggs are so expensive this year, you can make a whole different kind without spending a fortune. Another recipe. I gave you one recipe for Easter ham last week. Here's another one. Baked ham with root beer glaze. Active time is 10 minutes, total 3 hours and 5. This is a whole ham, I guess, because it serves 16. We need 1 fully cooked, bone-in, smoked half ham. Half ham, 7 to 9 pounds, not sliced. 2 tablespoons whole cloves, 2 cups root beer, 1 cup packed light brown sugar, 3 tablespoons chopped peeled fresh ginger, 2 tablespoons whole grain mustard, and 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. Heat oven to 375. Place ham, cut side down, on rack set in roasting pan. Add 1/4 cup water to the pan. Score ham on all sides in a diamond pattern, cutting only 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch deep. Press 1 clove into the center of each diamond on the surface of the ham. In medium bowl, whisk together root beer, sugar, and ginger. Pour over ham. Cover ham and pan tightly with foil and bake 1.5 hours. Uncover. Bake, basting every 20 minutes until ham reaches 140 degrees, 1 hour to 1.5 hours more. Transfer ham to the cutting board. Remove and discard the cloves. Pour drippings from the pan into a medium bowl and whisk in mustard and lemon juice. Slice ham and serve with mustard sauce. From Good Housekeeping, Mixmaster. Pancake mix doesn't have to come from a box. Whip up your own and use it to form fluffy flapjacks. Then boost your batter with fruit, chocolate chips, and spices for the best breakfast ever. So they're homemade pancake mix. This makes about 5 1/4 cups of mix, 5 cups all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 1/4 teaspoons baking soda, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Store in an airtight container until ready to use for up to 3 months. The basic fluffy pancake recipe. Active and total time, both 20 minutes. This makes 8 pancakes. We need 1 cup whole milk, 1 large egg, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 1 cup of your homemade pancake mix that we just did, and 1 tablespoon sugar. In a medium bowl or measuring cup, whisk together the milk, egg, and oil until smooth. In a large bowl, whisk together pancake mix and sugar. Make a well in the center. Gradually whisk in the milk mixture until mostly smooth. Some small lumps are okay. Heat a large nonstick skillet or griddle on medium until a drop of water sizzles. In batches, add a scant 1/4 cupful of batter at a time. Cook until surface is bubbly and edges are set 2 to 3 minutes. With a wide spatula, gently flip. Cook 1 to 2 minutes. Serve right away or keep warm on a baking sheet in a 225-degree oven. Now, some variations. For blueberry lemon pancakes, add 2 teaspoons lemon zest and a 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract to the wet ingredients, then fold in 1 cup of blueberries into the batter. Add 1 minute to the cook time. For a mocha chip version, omit the sugar from the previous recipe and add 3/4 teaspoon instant espresso powder to your dry ingredients and a 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract to the wet ingredients. Then fold in a 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips into the batter before cooking. And last, for this sounds like a more adult version, cardamom and nutmeg. Add 1/8 teaspoon each ground cardamom and freshly grated nutmeg to the dry ingredients, and a 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract to the wet ingredients. From Good Housekeeping, curry avocado toast with crispy eggs. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 2 people breakfast. 1/2 teaspoon curry powder, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 avocado halved and pitted, 2 teaspoons fresh lime juice, kosher salt and pepper, 2 large eggs, 2 slices bread, and chopped cilantro for serving. In a small dry skillet on medium, toast curry powder until fragrant, 1 minute. Stir into 2 tablespoons oil and set aside. Mash the avocado with the lime juice and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Crack 1 egg into each of 2 small cups. In a 10-inch nonstick skillet, heat remaining 3 tablespoons oil on medium-high until very hot. Carefully add eggs. Stand back as the oil will spatter. Cook until whites are golden brown and crisp around edges and set around yolks, 2 minutes. If edges are dark but whites are not set, remove skillet from heat. Cover until the whites are cooked, 10 seconds. Season with a pinch each, salt and pepper. Toast bread. Top each slice with avocado mash, 1 crispy egg, and cilantro. Drizzle with curry oil. Did you know, this is from Women's Day, a recording of Whitney Houston's performance of the Star-Spangled Banner at the 1991 Super Bowl was released as a single, and all proceeds and royalties were donated to the American Red Cross Gulf Crisis Fund. And from Good Housekeeping, Smart Stylish Storage, a combination of baskets, bins, and pull-out wire drawers, helps keep bathroom and beauty essentials in order behind closed doors. Opt for clear containers for small items so you won't have to dig to see what's inside. I like using some pretty storage too, like a woven seagrass box, because it looks nice when left on the counter, even though it might be filled with something utilitarian, says styling director Liz Engelhart. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Bye now.